The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Doctor Who and the Ghosts of Enspace. Episode 4.
We ought to have checked that we've got enough petrol before we started.
And then what? I didn't see no gas station.
Oh, don't stop paddling. It makes us go round in a circle if there's only one doing it.
What's the good of kidding ourselves? It's starting to get light. Max will catch us up and that means curtains for both of us.
Don't cry. I'll think of something. I mean, there must be something we can do. Oh, I know.
What are you looking for?
In films, they always send up rockets and flares and things. I thought that... No, there's nothing here.
I'm cold.
Here, put my jacket round your shoulders.
You're a good kid.
Why did you help me?
Because I'm dumb, I guess.
Oh.
No, we're seeing Max knocking hell out of you. Just like my dad with the kids after Mom died. In the end, he pulled a knife on little Tommy. I tried to stop him and... he went out the window.
You mean, pushed him out?
You tell me. He got a quart of whiskey in his gut, so maybe he...
Hey! Get up!
What?
That box thing you're sitting on. That's where it'll be. Oh, careful. Bingo! Look, a pistol thingy and all the flares and stuff, and how to work it.
You know what? You're a real smart cookie.
I say, watch it. You'll have us over.
Doctor, what are they doing? The window's too high. I can't see.
Yeah, well, it's just as I hoped. He's led me straight to where he's hidden the original of that document you found. Get back. Get back. They're coming out.
Fetch me a pen and some ink. Bring them to the library.
Yes, Master. At once.
Here, wait. Wait until they're through the arch. Yeah, couldn't be better. You can keep watch while I go and take a look.
What is that thing you're adjusting?
Oh, it's my sonic screwdriver. Very useful for opening locks, amongst other things. Yeah, that should do it. Right, got it.
Oh, hang on. If I do see them coming back, how do I warn you if I'm right over there by the arch?
How good's your barking?
Oh, hey, look out. Oh, there's somebody coming out through the next door. It's Guido. And he's making for the arch. Now what? Oh, if he's in the garden the other side of the middle wall. No. If I stay in the shadow of this arch, he shouldn't see me. And I can still keep watch on the other door. Some linen strong, and think of her. Now
she's dead and gone. Well, young man, do you think well of your minstrel?
It's a beautiful song. Oh, why are you so sad?
I remember once, when I was not yet breached, I stole a sweetmeat, my favorite, from my mother's bedside. When I tasted my prize, it turned to ashes on my tongue. I have dreamed these 10 years and more of my return, and yet now that I am here, how can I tell my mother and my father that I have come to steal their love with lies?
You mean you're not really Guido at all?
Oh, I'm their son, if ever they had a son. But not the Guido, the gallant knight who left them an age ago to fight the infidel in Spain. My company all gave their lives, you see, in the taking of Granada. But I had left them long before.
You didn't fight at all?
Why should I kill for a country that holds my Sicily in chains? My father holds his lands in fee from Aragon, yet his father's fathers were free men all.
So you became a minstrel instead?
Aye, and to my father, if not my mother, that must be the action of a traitor. A traitor and a coward. And who's to say he's not right?
Oh, but surely... Oh, let's face it, they're over the moon to have you back. I mean, they're so pleased that they wouldn't mind if you'd been a beggar or a horse thief, anything.
My father prizes his honor beyond rubies. He'd hound me from his gates like the vagabond I become.
And wouldn't even that be better? Could you live a lie, or be a lie, for the rest of your life?
What's your name, lad?
Jack. Jack Smith from England.
An honest name, a name to bear with pride. You are young still, Jack.
I'm not as young as I look. Oh, go on. You tell them.
It was a foolish dream.
Tell them.
Oh. Woof, woof.
Oh, oh, yes, all clear, Doctor.
Right. I found out all I need to know. Thank you very much. Now, let's get out of here.
You mean I've been shacking up with a guy old enough to be my great-great-grandpa? That's sick.
Older, I'm afraid, Miss Pulaski.
Maggie to you, Alistair. And you're not the butler, and Nick owes a spook. Now I've heard it all.
Yeah. All right, could you gather round, please? I think we should have a council of war. Well, now, this place was built to withstand a siege, so the only thing we have to worry about in the first place is Vilmio's getting over the outer wall.
What about this dead guy's little party tricks?
Ah, yes, the joker in the pack. This monk chap who can walk through walls. Well, I've got a gun.
I've got a gun, too. Look. Load it up again. Boom, boom.
Jeez, what the heck is that?
A blunderbuss. Give it to me, please.
Shan't.
I'll take it, thank you, Uncle.
No.
I shan't ask again.
Good.
Thank you.
That's not fair.
Life isn't fair, as you'll learn as you get a... No. That's to say, may we please get on with the business in hand?
The outer wall.
Precisely. There's only one way in. So, the first thing we have to do is to close the outer door, or gate, or whatever you like to call it.
Cannot. It's stuck. Stuck for 200-300 years. So there.
Right, you better bolt the door. We mustn't be overheard.
One thing to be said for the 16th century. At least they can't bug your room.
You'd be surprised. Still, there's no fireplace, no air shafts, no jakes. So it's probably safe.
Jakes?
Yeah, the medieval loo. A shaft overhanging the moat or a sewage pit.
Oh, ooh.
Now I now know exactly what Maximilian is up to. I found the document, and it's what I feared it might be. It's a Latin translation of a Spanish version of an Arabic extract from a Greek alchemist text, taken from an Egyptian esoteric original of immense power.
You missed out the Babylonians.
That's not a joke. They probably had a hand in it, too.
So it's the recipe for the elixir of life, is that it?
Yeah, well, in a sense. Everybody knows what the alchemist was searching for was the Philosopher's Stone, which returned base metal into gold and produced the elixir of life. But still, that's a vulgar misunderstanding of the true quest. The adept's real goal was the direct apprehension of reality itself, the attainment of spiritual immortality, if you like.
But Maximilian he wants to live forever on Earth, isn't that right?
Right, but the two things were always linked, and the highest aim can always be corrupted. With the marriage of Sol and Luna is the alchemist's code for the combining of the earthly body and the end body. And what result do you think that would have?
Immortality.
One, two, three, heave! One, two, three, heave! All right, take a breather.
I had told you so. I had told you so. The gate is a stag.
We're not through yet, Uncle. Okay, everyone, take your position on the rope.
Right,
Jeremy, not quite so near Maggie. Give her room to dig her heels in. And get a bit nearer to Roberto. Yeah, that's a ticket. Now, when I've got the weight, take the strain. And one, two, three, heave! One, two, three, heave!
Well, that's what the elixir of life is all about, you see. That's the secret the Max's document contains, and that's what he's going to try to achieve at midnight tonight.
But we know already that he succeeds in becoming immortal. That's why we're here.
Ah, yeah, but that's not all. Look, why do you think he's going to do it just before midnight local time? Because that is the moment when there is no today, only yesterday and tomorrow, when he can break through into end space in his immortal body and gain control of the evil power of the end forms. Look, tonight is the night that the ancient astrology of the Egyptians tells Maximilian that he can become master of the world.
One, two, three, Peace! All right, take another break.
Oh, look, everyone, there's a dog coming from behind the keep. Here, boy. I didn't know they'd got a... It's got six legs. No, eight. It's a... Oh, look out, it's a fiend!
Ah!
I've been hit!
Got him!
Ah! Good hunting, Alistair. You won a lousy good shooter.
Jeremy, you okay?
It got me in the shoulder.
Let's have a look. More like a near miss. Eh? Burnt your shirt a bit. You'll live.
Well, thank you very much. I'll have you...
Well, look at there, General. The gates are hanging loose.
So it is. One of the creature's bolts of energy must have hit it.
Well, I must say, well done, that fiend.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get on with it, shall we?
Yes, Doctor, but what are we going to do about it?
Do? Possibly nothing.
What? But we've got to stop him. Well, haven't we?
Oh, my dear Sarah Jane, you're looking at a man, for want of a better word, who is a convicted criminal. I mean, I've been judged guilty by my peers of the unutterable sin of intervention in the affairs of the people of this universe. One of the worst crimes a time traveler can commit. Or so I've always been told.
Changing the course of history, you mean?
Yeah, well, that's an expression with no meaning. I admit, as a quick way of making a point, I've sometimes fallen victim to its seductive charm, but, well, the trouble is, you can rarely predict the consequences of your actions. In trying to avert a disaster, you may be the unwitting cause of a far greater one. So the laws of the Time Lords forbid unauthorized interference.
But I've seen you doing it several times.
Yes, well, I must admit, when faced with a choice, you won't tell them, will you?
Oh, Doctor.
Time travel isn't as simple as it looks. Yes? Who is it?
Doctor, my lord requests your presence in the Great Hall. At once, if you please. Thank you. If you would be so good.
Oh, with pleasure, Sir Knight. But I assure you, a guard with a drawn sword is quite unnecessary.
You too, boy.
Come along, Jack. Let's find out what the good brony wants us for.
Oh my God, they all look grim.
May I ask why I've been brought here in this unseemly fashion?
That's my boy. Get in first.
Nay, Doctor, it is for me to ask why you have come to my house to peddle your iniquity.
Look, I assure you that...
Be silent! You come to the realm of their most Catholic majesties to attempt to suborn and seduce to your satanic craft one of the most faithful sons of our Holy Mother Church. Your foolishness is as vast as your wickedness, it would seem.
Look, whatever you've been told, my lord...
Did I not see with my own eyes how you sullied the hospitality of my house by passing a secret message to my kinsman under my very nose?
Oh, Lord, he's got that wretched piece of parchment.
Of what do you accuse me, Master Vilmius?
As you well know, Doctor, the base words written there are but a fraction of a spell to raise the spirits of the dead. Necromancy is the work of the devil.
It is.
And those who practice it, the devil's servants.
No, you've got it all wrong. It's not the doctor.
Silence, villains!
May I speak, my lord?
Why should I listen to yet more of your lies? It is within my power to have you hanged this very hour. However, to show the people the mercy of their lords, enjoined on them by the word of God himself, I shall grant the lenity your foreign deviltry ill deserves. Tomorrow you will be taken to Palermo, there to await the question of the Holy Inquisition.
You are most kind.
Take him away. Cast him into the deepest dungeon, where he cannot practice his evil art, and take his catamite with him.
Farewell, Doctor.
He's smiling. Maximilian's smiling. Oh, wait, I'm coming.
Inside.
Where are you? I can't see a thing.
Yes, well, your eyes will soon get used to it.
Oh, stink. It's almost as... Oh.
What is it?
Oh, cobweb in my face. Oh, yuck. There's nowhere to sit. The floor is all wet.
Yeah, I think there's a pile of straw in the corner there.
Wet too.
Oh, I'm sorry. My strategy was a mistake. It was aimed at flushing him out, making him reveal himself, and it succeeded in producing exactly the opposite effect. Seems our discussion about the rights and wrongs of intervention was a trifle academic. We're effectively barred from any action whatsoever. Well, thank you for not saying I told you so.
Only because I didn't. You didn't give me a chance. It was the daftest idea. Oh, yes, and another thing.
Oh, what?
Does catamite mean what I think it does?
I'm afraid so.
Thought it might. Well, I suppose there's a good reason why you're not using your fancy screwdriver contraption to open the door.
There is. It only works on locks. This door is barred and bolted.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Well, there's nothing we can do but wait.
Oh, where have I heard that before?
Right, all together, push! Right, now for the bar. A bit higher. Couple of inches. Come on! Excellent. Oh, that's phase one. We've got the gate closed and barred. So the next step is the defense of the walls themselves. Now, I know what I'd do. I wouldn't bother with goats and such. I'll bring in a chopper.
See.
Let's just hope he doesn't think of it. It may look a bunch of lemons if he were to use ladders after all.
We could push him over, kaplunk.
That's what's in my mind. Sideways. As the attacker reaches the top, A, it'll be top-heavy, and B, they won't be able to cover them from the ground in case they hit their own man. Now, the perimeter is diamond-shaped, with a gatehouse and the two towers of the south, east, and west corners. This means that we must have somebody ready to defend each of the four walls. Right, Umberto and Maggie to the east, and Roberto and Mario to the west, right?
Yeah. What about the tower on the north corner?
Whatever was, it's collapsed into the sea with a wall, and the cliff's getting on for 500 feet high. Nobody's going to start climbing up there.
What about me? What do I do?
Oh, you'll be with me on the top of the gate tower. Lookout, runner, that sort of thing.
Dog's body.
In a word. Now, the main drawback to the plan, as far as I can see, is this. While I'm at the top of the tower, where I can see what's going on and keep the main body of them at bay, this monk chappy can be floating through the walls anywhere at all to open the gate for them.
Max is one.
Exactly. I really need to be down there in the middle of the bailey, the open yard, to pop the fellow off wherever he turns up. But I can't be in two places at once.
Give me the stun gun thingy then and I'll do it.
You?
I'll have you know, sir, that I'm a jolly good shot.
Been shooting with your Uncle Teddy, I suppose.
No, I was talking about fairground stuff. Last time I went, I won a plaster Venus to whatnot, a silver jug, though I'd like to bet it wasn't real silver, and a pink teddy bear.
Yeah. Anyone else handy with a gun?
See?
No, not you, Uncle. Anyone? A pink teddy bear, you say?
Yes, sir.
You better make up your mind, Alistair, honey. Max doesn't hang about.
Oh, very well. Well, you better come with me and I'll show you the best place to stand.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. You won't regret it, you see. I'm not really a Wally and a Wimp and whatever. I'm really a sort of James Bond.
It's like being blind.
Yes, well, they wouldn't waste a light on the likes of us.
Sorry I was so ratty when they first threw us in here.
Oh, you had every right to be.
Apart from anything else, I'm so hungry. I didn't get any lunch when you did. That was hours and hours ago.
Yes, it's just coming up to 11 o'clock. Listen.
Only an hour to go.
Yeah. It's remarkable how accurate they keep that clock. They must check it every day against a sundial.
How do you know it's accurate? Did you bring a watch with you after all?
If you want to know the time, ask a Time Lord.
How can you make such a terrible joke at a time like this?
Madam, it is with a breaking heart that your penitent son inscribes these words. How can I add another lifetime of sorrow to the years of grief you have already endured? And yet to stay would be to live a lie, nay, to be a lie, like the rogue at a goose fair who plays the part the better to cozen you of your purse. How would such a grievous sin redeem the cruelty of these many years? I have to say farewell once more, and beg the blessing and forgiveness that I so ill deserve. Your loving son, Guido. I have no choice. I must tell my father the truth and then leave the castle. Forever. But first, I have a debt to pay.
Food, oh, food.
Mark you, if the alchemical instructions in that document are correct, he won't have long.
No?
The crack in the barrier, which will allow him to break through into end space, will start to open shortly before midnight. And seconds into tomorrow, it'll close again. Now, that is perfectly clear. However, I must say that I'm still puzzled by the reference to the dragon.
Under the wing of the dragon. Yes, I remember that.
The dragon in medieval alchemy is often confused with the dragon of Christian mythology. And the dragon slain by St. George. But this is an Egyptian text. I think it must refer to Ouroboros. That's his Greek name, of course.
And who's Ouroboros when he's at home?
Another symbol of the unification of opposites, like the marriage of Sol and Luna. Ouroboros is a winged snake, crowned like a king, forever eating his own tail.
Well, lucky old Ouroboros. There's someone coming.
Quick, behind the door.
Where? I can't see.
Here, take my hand.
Shh.
Jack? Doctor? Are you there? This is my room. You will be safe here until dawn. If you change your appearance, not to appear so well-born, you understand, then you should be able to leave as soon as the main gate is opened. There is always such a coming and a going that another couple of bodies will be neither here nor there.
I thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Guido.
Nay, lad, it is I who should thank you. Perchance we shall meet again one day. I go by the name of Guido il Menestrello. If not, fare thee well.
Now listen, I must go at once to the Maximilian workshop. I have to find out exactly what happens tonight or I shall be completely at a loss when we get back. Now the best thing that you can do...
But we've got a chance of stopping him now.
The best thing that you can do is to change gender again. Guido was right. Find a frock somewhere.
A frock? I'm coming with you.
You certainly are not. It's far too dangerous.
But doctor...
Now be a good girl. Do as you're told. I'll meet you here after midnight.
Patronizing old beggar, frock.
There's the glow of the furnace in the window. Ah, as I suspected, he's mixing the potion again. The elixir of life. But the distillate from the retort isn't a dirty yellow. It's gold. And it seems to be glowing with its own light. And it looks as if he got it right this time. He keeps glancing at his hourglass. The sand will soon run out. If he succeeds in his plan, the power he'll gain from the evil of N-Space will be overwhelming.
Of course, why didn't I think of it before? If Maximilian is relying on the clock striking midnight to give him the right moment, all I've got to do is stop the clock. Yes, it must be this way.
I shall hear no more. As I owe a duty
it's Guido and his father, and the door's open. My lord, if I can sort of sidle by on the other side...
Be silent! You tell me that we should own the land in freedom.
Poor Guido. I wonder what did happen, what does happen. I mean, oh, fui! This isn't a play, for Pete's sake. And I've got to stop the clock. Where's that tower?
Now, the tincture of life, Nicodemus, bring it to me.
Yes, master.
Does it not shine as the kingly Sol himself? And shall it not crown me with its golden light, the emperor of the world? Now, a scruple only and it is done. Nicodemus, the time has come at last. I raise the cup to thee, O master of the darkness and the light. Hearken to me, Lucifer, as I cry to thee, Eba, Eba, Capescal! See, the arc of light upon the wall! Behold the door to my domain, the golden pathway to my kingdom! Lucifer, I drink to thee!
Oh, no, you don't!
You! I should have had you hanged! Nicodemus, seize him! It is useless to struggle, Doctor! Power in those arms is no earthly power! You seek to stop me, but you're too late! The ritual is complete! The incorruptible tincture is distilled! Time enough remains to compound the elixir once again before the clock doth strike the hour! Doctor, you have failed!
Be the same as Uncle Hubert told Grandpa the clock, only bigger. So, all I have to do is stop the pendulum. nearly midnight. Now where? There's the weight chains going through the floor. Oh no, no, there's no pendulum. There's a hammer ready to strike the bell. Perhaps if I shove a pad of cloth in between. Oh no, 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 not even my doublet would be thick enough. It's too enormous. That thing, like two cannonballs whirring backwards and forwards. Oh no, it's the only way. Now, got it! Oh, it's too heavy! Oh! And he's going to strike!
A pinch of mandragora. Thus, now. Four drops only. There. And now, the tincture of the living gold.
As long as I'm alive, I'll...
See how it gleams. And thus... And thus... It is done. And before thou diest, thou, Doctor, shalt be the witness of my triumph. Behold, the potion of immortal power.
Master! The hourglass! The sand has run out!
What? The clock! Why did it not strike?
Midnight has come, and you have lost.
No! Lucifer! I drink to thee! I must get through the barrier!
You're too late! The arc of light is fading!
No!
Master! Master!
You have no master now, Brother Fra. The barrier closed as he was passing through it. His body is trapped in the wall.